بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Still in this kitab of ilm, knowledge, the knowledge of deen, the great virtues, importance and benefits of it. Hazrat Abu Umama radiyallahu anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fadlul alim ala al-abid kafadli ala adnakum. The virtues and superiority of an alim over an abid, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, is like my virtue over the lowest amongst you. What great position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba and the lowest amongst the Sahaba. We cannot imagine what is the difference. That is the difference between of an alim over an abid. And here an alim is referred to that alim who is engaged in acquiring knowledge, imparting knowledge with knowledge all the time. As far as his ibadat, he only does the basics. That is just the farz namaz, wajib, sunnat, muakkada, all the matters of deen. He doesn't engage in any nafil ibadat, anything extra. But it's just the basics, and his time is occupied with knowledge. And the abid that is referred to here is the abid who has just got the basic knowledge for himself, that his wuzu is proper, his namaz is proper, and he's all the time engaged in ibadat, tahajjud, zikr, tilawat, nafil rozas, great ibadat is engaged. In spite of that, the alim is much, much more superior, so much superior as the superiority of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst the lowest ranking sahaba. So great is the position of an alim, and that is by virtue of the ilm, this knowledge of Quran and hadith. Thumma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu wa ahla samawati wal ardh. That undoubtedly Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself, all the malaika, the angels, and all the occupants of the heavens and the earth, all, whoever there is in the heavens and in the earth, so all in earth, so much so that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified and spelled it out, حَتَّى نَمْلَةَ فِي جُحْرِهَا, so much so that an ant in its hole, وَحَتَّى الْحُوتِ, and so much so that a fish also. And the ulama have written that all the occupants of the seas, of the waters, they also make dua for the alim. And the occupants of the water are much more than the occupants of the land. Water is 70% of our earth. Land is only 30%. So what there is in the water is much more than what is on land. All of them together, لَيُسَلُّونَ عَلَى مُعَلِّمِ النَّاسِ الْخَيْرِ. With lam of stress, that they are all the time occupied in sending salawat. Allah, the farishtas, the occupants of the heavens and the earth, are sending salawat, and that is the mercy of Allah with great honor. Salawat is special mercy of Allah, that is with honor. They are sending all the time on those who are the good teachers of mankind, that is, who have acquired this knowledge of deen, of Allah's marifat, of Allah's muhabbat, of how to practice on deen, and they are teaching it to people. Whether they are teaching it in the form of teaching what we call, or whether in the form of giving fatwas, in the form of giving bayans, in the form of writing kitabs. In other words, they are conveying that knowledge to the masses. Their position is so high. And the du'as of all the creation of Allah for them, the special salawat, is that, oh Allah, purify them of all wrong. That, oh Allah, give them, in other words, make their complete tazkiyah. Purify them of all evil and of all dirt, and bless them with your mercies. وعن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه قال حضرت أبو الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه says سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول I heard نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم saying من سلك طريقا يبتغي به فيه علما. A person who walks a path seeking thereby knowledge. Sahhalallahu lahu tariqan ilal jannah. Allah makes easy and comfortable his road towards Jannah. In other words, by that knowledge he will do amal. Other people will benefit. Allah is preparing his road to Jannah. And undoubtedly the angels, لَتَذَعُوا أَجْنِحَتِهَا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ. They spread their wings for the student of deen. They spread their wings. There are different interpretations. One is in the honor of the student of deen. He's still not an alim. He's a student acquiring this great knowledge. One is they spread their wings. That is, they stand in respect for him. One literal meaning is they spread their wings for him to walk on that wings of theirs. So great is the position for the student of deen. Ridhan bima sana'a. They are extremely happy of what he's doing. And on the other hand, the greatest achievement of shaitan is to separate husband and wife, to make them fight and cause a divorce to take place. And the other greatest achievement of shaitan is to take away a student from his learning. If he changes his course and lets him stop learning, shaitan becomes very, very happy on that. And the farishta, they become happy when a student is learning deen. وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ لَيَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ حَتَّى الْحِيطَانِ فِي الْمَاءِ. And an alim is such that whoever is in the heavens and the earth are making istighfar, are seeking forgiveness for him, so much so that the fish in the water also. They are so happy with what he's doing because by this knowledge, deen comes alive. And when deen is there, Allah's rahmat and barakat comes. People find their way to Jannah. So they are so happy that they make all the time dua for the alim who is engaged in this knowledge. And yet the alim that is referred to is the alim that has acquired knowledge. He benefits by it. He practices upon it. And he is spreading that knowledge. And he is spreading hidayat, giving bayans to people, etc. That type of alim, all the occupants of the heavens and earth are seeking forgiveness on his behalf. وَفَضْلُ الْعَالِمْ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ. And yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the great virtues of an alim over an abid, that is, that alim who is engaged in spreading this knowledge, acquiring knowledge, over the person who is engaged in ibadat. كَفَضْلِ الْقَمَرِ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَوَاكِبِ. It's like the virtue of the moon over all the stars. The explanation the ulama have given here, the stars, their light, which is so beautiful, and different stars have got different levels of brightness and light in them. That is the ibadat which they are doing, they are being lit up. And then they are being lit up by the light of the moon. And because of the light of the moon, they get their light. And the moon also hasn't got its own light. It is the light of the sun. So the abids are like the stars. By the ibadat, they are shining. And according to the level of the ibadat, they are shining to that level. But their shine is also because of the moon's shine. That is because of the alim who taught them the basics of deen. How to make wudu, how to read Quran, how to correct our aqidah. It is all because of the alim. And the alim's light is not his own also. That is from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This knowledge of deen which has come from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is on account of this knowledge that the ulama shine like the moon. And in turn, the people who make ibadat shine like the stars. وَإِنَّ الْعُلَمَا وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَا. And the ulama are the inheritors of the anbiya. Like a person, who is his inheritors? His children. They get share from his inheritance. The ulama, so to say, are the spiritual children of the anbiya. They are getting their share from there. وَإِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَا لَمْ يُوَرِّثُ دِينَارٌ وَلَا دِرْهَمًا. And the ulama do not distribute money, rents and cents, dirhams and dananir. What are they distributing? وَإِنَّمَا وَرَّثُ الْعِلْمِ. It is this knowledge. This great, great position of knowledge, that is the legacy of the ulama, and those who have taken from it are the ulama. فمن أخذه أخذ بحظ وافر. And whoever has taken from there his share has taken a great share. Like for example, in Darul Uloom Dioban, there was a student who complained that the food that the madrasa is giving is of a very, very low quality. The principal at that time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Rafi'uddin Rahmatullah Ali, he looked at that student and he told, this is not a student. This other student said, he's with us, he's a student, he's part of us. When they investigated, they found that really he was not a student, he was a town of, he was student of the town of Dioban, who was just coming to collect food there. They asked Maulana, the principal, how do you know? I saw a dream that there is a certain well in Dioban, Mool Sri, which is there till today, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was giving out milk from there. And every student who was going to come to Dioban was coming with a utensil, a cup, a bucket, a bath, whatever. And whatever his share was, he was taking of that knowledge. And I didn't see this student amongst them. So I knew he's not a student. He's just a person who is just coming for food to the madrasa. He's not a student. So that is what the ulama take, this ilm. And everyone according to his capacity takes his share. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said I heard نظر الله امرأ سمع منا شيئا. Allah Ta'ala keep that person fresh and healthy, keep him happy and safe. That person who had heard from us, that is acquired our knowledge, the knowledge from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَبَلَّغَهُ كَمَا سَمِعَهُ. And then he conveyed it to other people as he had learnt it. In other words, he did not keep it to himself, he taught it to others also. فَرُبَّ مُبَلِّغٍ أَوْعَى مِنْ سَامِعٍ. For many times it happens also that the person to whom this knowledge has been given is more superior and can fulfill the rights of that knowledge more from the person from him whom he got it. That is the one who taught it. The other people, many times they benefit more than what he has got. According to their capacity, their understanding, etc., they benefit even more. So knowledge of deen is a very, very great virtuous thing. We should take the opportunity of acquiring all the time, and especially our children, boys and girls, make them alim, so that we, that knowledge, that great treasure can be in our homes also.